Waiting on Spring. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And I've talked to a lot of producers that have been doing this for a lot of years, and it's certainly been the hardest winter they've seen probably in most people's memory.
University of Tennessee beef cattle specialist Dr. Justin Reinhardt says Tennessee cattle producers are desperately waiting on the warmer weather to get here and stay here. The weather conditions have been far from any kind of normal pattern since the end of last summer.
In some parts of the state, we had that droughty situation in the late summer and early fall. And I know people that had started feeding hay in August. And when you get into a situation like that, and then you get this rough winter like we've just had, it makes it really hard on cows calving. It makes it hard on the calves. There's a lot of things that happen to that calf in utero while it's developing that dictate how well it's going to do at birth and on down the road.
Tennessee is one of the leading cattle-producing states in the country, and Dr. Justin Reinhardt says because of the extreme weather conditions, producers should consider extra management steps now to ensure the quality of our beef herd remains reputable and profitable.
I think that we'll continue feeding hay for a good while, probably past where we traditionally do, and we need to remember that it's going to take some extra supplementation as well, maybe some bought feed to keep those cows in good shape so we can get them rebred. What we need to really try to avoid is a situation where we wean calves after this calving season, 7 months down the road, and we go to preg check the cows, and a lot of them are still open or very late bred. And I think to avoid that, it's going to take giving them some extra supplementation on later into the spring than what we're used to.
Dr. Reinhardt says the main objective for most cattle producers is to produce a calf from each cow each year, and a hard summer followed by a hard winter makes it tough on the cows to continue that production trend without proper nutrition. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.